Please turn your Bibles this morning to Numbers chapter 21.
我们打开民数记二十一章。
Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章。
When we take an academic course in school or the university.
当我们在学校里面读书上课的时候，
God has given us the capacity to learn that subject.
神给我们这样的能力，让我们可以来学习这样的学科。
We have a brain that allows us to memorize, to remember, to reason.
神给我们头脑，让我们可以记忆，可以让我们分析。
To store information and then be able to give that information back.
我们可以把许多的信息接受进来，也可以把它再送出去。
In that capacity, already we are higher than animal life.
在这样一种的能力里面，我们就早已经超过了任何动物的他们的能力。
And most of the 6 billion people on the earth today,
在这40亿的人口，在这整个地球上
，never get beyond the dimension of their own brain to understand things.
好像都不能超过他们自己的头脑来了解事情。
But God has created man in His image, which is spiritual.
但是当神造人的时候，乃是照着他的形象，乃是属灵的。
And He has given us this great privilege to understand His mind, which is heavenly.
让我们可以有这样的一种的能力，可以明白他的思想就是属天的思想。
But just as it is important, if you were to get good grades in school, there are certain requirements.
如果你要想得着好的成绩，你需要满足一些要求。
For a student to understand what the teacher is saying, there must be concentration, there must be listening.
如果学生要明白老师所讲的，他必须要专心的来听。
There must be a desire in the student to master the course.
他必须有一个愿望要来完成他的学业。
There must continually stay a connect between professor and student.
他们必须和教授之间有一个持续的一个连接。
In the spiritual realm, there are requirements.
在属灵的事上，同样也是有要求的。
There must be a connection between heaven and earth.
我们必须有一个天和地之间的连接。
Between our wonderful heavenly Father and ourselves.
和天父与我们之间必须有一个连接。
And similar to the academic.First of all, there must be concentration.
像我们读书一样，首先我们必须要集中我们的注意力。
There must be a willingness, a desire in our heart.
我们必须得有一个渴慕的心。
Yes, I want to know this wonderful God that Hai Long was just speaking of.
我是的，我心里实在是有渴慕，愿意来认识刚才我们弟兄所说的这一位爱的神。
I don't want to just stay one dimensional, just earthly.
我不愿意只活在好像一维的空间，只是活在地的这种层面上。
We know that everything on this earth comes to death. It's very short-lived at best.
实在说来，最好的来讲，这地上所有的生活最后都归绝于无有。
But how can I connect not only to the earthly, but that which is eternal?
那我们怎样能够不仅仅和这地相连，而更能够和永恒相连呢？
And God has given us His Spirit to be that connection, that line that hooks us together.
神就把他的灵赐给我们，成为我们和他之间的那个联系的那一个管道。
He's given us a textbook in which we can know His mind.
他给了我们教科书，让我们来明白他的心思意念。
God's mind for you and I.
就是神向着我们的心思。
You and I need the Holy Spirit.
你需要圣灵。
And so even as we read the scripture now, if it is to become more than just one dimension,
盼望我们在读圣经的时候不要只是一个单层面的。
Say in your heart right now,
在你心里面现在就这样的说，
I want to hear from heaven.
我想听见天上向我说的话。
I want to become not only a temporal person, but a spiritual person.
我不愿意只是一个暂时的一个人，我愿意成为一个属灵的人。
We are all fascinated by the body that God has created.
我们为神所创造的这个身体，我们都觉得非常的奇妙。
How much more interesting is it to know the one who created this earth and these bodies?
如果我们要是能够来认识这位创造我们身体的这一位，那又该是何等的奇妙呢？
Take us beyond that which is perishing around us and take us into the intangible that is heavenly and eternal.
让我们能够脱离这些地朽坏属地的，让我们能够来进入那个永恒属灵的。
Numbers 21,
民数记21章
verse 4,
第四节。
We're going to read a number of scriptures this morning.
早晨我要念几处的圣经。
And just allow God to speak to us.
就让神借着这些的话来向我们心里说话。
Verse 4,
第四节。
Then they set out from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea. This would be the children of Israel. Then they set out from Mount Hor by way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. And the people became impatient because of the journey.
他们就是指着以色列人说的，他们从何尔山起行，往红海那条路走，要绕过以东地，百姓因这路难走，心中甚是烦躁。
And the people spoke against God and Moses, Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in wilderness?
就亵渎神和摩西说，你们为什么把我们从埃及领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？
For there is no food and water, and we loathe this miserable food.
这里没有粮，没有水，我们的心厌恶这淡薄的食物。
And then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died.
于是耶和华使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
So the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned.Because we have spoken against the Lord and you, intercede with the Lord that he may remove the serpents from us.
百姓到摩西那里说，我们愿赌耶和华和你有罪了，求你祷告耶和华，叫这些蛇离开我们。于是摩西为百姓祷告。
And Moses interceded for the people.Then the Lord said to Moses, Make a fiery serpent, set it on a standard, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he shall live.
于是摩西为百姓祷告，耶和华对摩西说，你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上， 凡被咬的，一望这蛇，就必得活。
If I was to give a title for our fellowship this morning,
如果今天早晨我要为我的讲道起个题目的话
，I would call it "Look and Live."
题目就是一望就必得活。
From this eighth verse.
就是从这第八节的最后一部分。
Now number nine, and Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a standard, and it came about that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived.
摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的，一望这铜蛇。
And to give a little more background on the children of Israel,
我给大家一点点关于以色列人的背景。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
我们翻到申命记第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
申命记第八章。
We'll start with verse 11. Here's a warning by the Lord.
从十一节开始，这是神给的警告。
And that's also a warning to us.
同时也是对我们的警告。
Beware lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes which I commanded you today.
你要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。
Lest when you have eaten and are satisfied, and then have built good houses and lived in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and gold multiply, and all that you have has multiplied, then your heart becomes proud, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好的房屋居住，你的牛羊加多，你的金银天增添，并你所有的全都加增，你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神。就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
He led you through the great and terrible wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water. He brought water for you out of the rock of flint.
因你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地，他曾为你使水从坚硬的磐石中流出来。
In the wilderness, he fed you manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you to do good for you in the end.
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，是要苦练你，试验你，叫你终究享福。
Otherwise, you may say in your heart, "My power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth."
恐怕你心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。
But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who has given you power to make wealth, that He may confirm His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is in this day.
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
And it shall come to pass about if you, and it shall come about if you ever forget the Lord your God, and go after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you today that you shall surely perish.
你若忘记耶和华你的神，随从别神，侍奉敬拜，你们必定灭亡。这是我今日警戒你们的。
And in the New Testament,
我们翻到新约。
First Corinthians 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
And here, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament is giving another warning.
这里使徒保罗在新约圣经的里面又给我们另外一个警告。
This warning really has to do with our wilderness life here on this earth.
这个警戒实在是关乎到我们今天在这世上所走的旷野的道路。
It's a great day in anyone's life when they start to see this earth is a desert.
这实在是一件很重要的事情，当我们看见这世界乃是一个旷野。
That everything that we attach ourselves here is vanishing.
所有我们周围的每一件事物都在灭亡当中。
As the wisest man on the earth said, Solomon, all is vanity.
就好像那最智慧的所罗门所说的，一切都是虚空的虚空。
When we're young, we worship our bodies.
在我们年轻的时候，我们好像敬拜我们自己的身体。
And then we begin to get little creaks and cracks in this body.
慢慢我们身体就开始出现软弱。
Aging begins to creep in.
这个慢慢就衰老。
And we're more prone to think of the eternal.
慢慢好像就会想到永恒。
So these passages that are that we are reading are about this desert life.
这里好像在说到我们在旷野的生活。
And not to attach ourselves to this earth.
不要把我们和这地连在一起。
Education can become a slave.
教育可以让我们被奴役。
Career, marriage, raising children can all become idols.
所有的我们的事业，我们的追求和我们的孩子都会成为我们的偶像。
And money has always been the spirit of this world that makes a horrible master over man.
这个钱财真的是这世界的灵，一直在人的里面，在那里来掌管人。
So let's read a few verses, 1 Corinthians 10.
我们读一点点哥林多前书第十章的几节圣经。
For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下。都从海中经过，都在云里、海里受洗归了摩西。
And all ate the same spiritual food, all drank the same spiritual drink, for they were drinking from a spiritual rock, which followed them, and the rock was Christ.
并且都吃了一样的灵食，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的。是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
And here's the sad part.
后面就是可悲的一部分。
Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not well pleased, for they were laid low in the wilderness.
但他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人，所以在旷野倒闭。
Now these things happened as examples for you and I, for us, that we should not crave evil things as they also craved.
这些事都是我们的借鉴，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋的。
And do not be idolaters, as some of them were, as it is written, The people sat down to eat, drink, stood up to play.
也不要拜偶像，像他们有人拜的，如经上所记，百姓坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
Verse 8, nor let us act immorally, as some of them did, and 23,000 fell in one day.
我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23,000人。
Nor let us try the Lord, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the serpents.
也不要试探主，像他们有人试探的，就被蛇所灭。
Nor grumble, as some of them did, and were destroyed by the destroyer.
也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。
Now this is where it applies to us again. The whole thing applies, but listen to the 11th verse.
我们下面特别注意第十一节。
Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
他们遭遇这些事都是作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall.
所以自以为站得稳的需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
And then three last verses in John 3. We just sang about one of them.
我们最后读约翰福音第三章。刚才我们已经念过其中的一节圣经。
John 3, verse 14.
约翰福音三章十四节。
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes may, excuse me, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生，或者在叫一切信的人在他里面得永生。
Verse 16,
第十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Let's just bow in another word of prayer, please.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this love letter. Thank you for this love letter.
实在感谢你给我们这爱的书信。
Thank you for these warnings.
谢谢你给我们这个早晨。
Thank you that your heart is for us.
感谢你，你的心实在都向着我们。
And your one desire is that our heart would be for you.
你实在只有一个愿望，就是我们的心也都向着你。
Break the bread of life this morning to us.
把生命的饼再一次为我们擘开。
That all may feed, eat, and be full.
愿每一个人都在这里能够吃得饱足。
We pray this in your precious Son's name.
我们这样祷告是靠着你宝贵儿子的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This is a very sobering scripture that we read.
我们所念过的这段经文实在是很能够摸着我们的心。
sobering because it's very typical of mankind.
这实在是说到我们人类的光景。
Our Heavenly Father has made all provision for each one of us to enjoy this life and also an eternal life forever and ever.
我们的天父不仅为我们预备了今生一切的需要, 他更为我们预备了永远的生命, 让我们可以永永远远与他在一起。
And when I say enjoy this life, I'm not saying pain-free.
当我说到享受这地上的生活, 并不是说到完全的没有痛苦。
When one believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, that does not mean that one is free from all the pressures of this earth.
当一个人信主的时候, 并不意味着他好像从此就不再有地上生活的压力。
God does not remove sickness entirely from our lives.
神并没有把我们在地上的许多的难处挪走。
We suffer just the same as anyone else on our particular jobs.
在我们的工作上, 我们和别人一样, 忍受着许多的艰难。
But God has given us a way to go through those things.
但是神却为我们预备了经过这些环境的道路。
In peace, in rest, and even joy.
我们可以平安, 可以享受安息, 而且充满了喜乐。
Many people would like God just to remove all the pressure.
有些人盼望神能够把所有的压力, 都给挪走。
God has found a better way.
但是好像神却有更好的方法。
I will give you my life and you will be able to go through all of those things.
我把我的生命给你, 你可以更好地来经过这一切的事。
And this will be witness and testimony to the world that there is a life better than temporal life.
这里就向世界有一个更好的见证, 有一个比这个短暂的生命更好的生命。
People will understand me and my son through your life.
人可以借着我们这些称呼神儿子的能够来认识这个生命。
Jesus is in heaven at this very moment. In his body, he's in heaven.
在这个身体的里面, 我们的主在天上。
He has left you and I as believers on this earth to represent him, to be his ambassadors.
他把我们这些信靠他的人留在地上, 成为他在地上的使者。
Not just to talk about him.
并不是仅仅用 言语来讲到他。
First, to express him in our very being, our temperament, our disposition.
让他借着我们的生命的性情来把它表明出来。
To bear the very fruit of the Spirit.
让我们可以结出圣灵的果子。
And then out of our belly comes rivers of living water.
从我们的腹中可以流出活水的江河来。
And the Lord is bringing us into that.
主他就要把我们带进这样的实际里面。
But often we live very much like the children of Israel did.
但是有的时候我们却常常活着像当年的以色列人一样。
The Lord could have taken any race, any type of people on the face of this earth.
神其实可以拣选这 地球上任何的一个民族,
to be his example.
成为一个榜样,
he reached down now literally thousands of years ago.
在2000年以前,
and he decided to take the Jewish race as his example.
在几千年以前, 他就特别拣选以色列人作为他的一个样本。
And basically to demonstrate two things.
他基本上要表明两件事情。
Number one, the depravity of man, the deceitful heart that is in all man.
要显明人里面的软弱，许多人里面的那个不诚实。
And secondly, to reveal his character, who he is.
另外一面就是显明他的生命的性情。
And as many of you know, the first 39 books of the Bible are all a picture of the coming Christ.
在前面旧约三十九卷书里面都说到那要来的基督。
We see many pictures of the Father, and we see many pictures of the Son.
我们看见许多的图画，我们看见天父，也看见他的儿子。
And God deals with this people called Israel.
神在那里来管理这些以色列的百姓。
And we constantly see a little bit more of what man is really like. And as we continue to look, we see a little bit more of what our Heavenly Father is like.
所以当我们读的时候，有些地方我们就看见人是怎样的一种光景。但在另外一部分的圣经就给我们看见我们的天父是怎样的一位。
God had come down and he says, Moses, lead these people out of Egypt.
神降临下来对摩西说，把我的百姓从埃及带出来。
This morning, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus, God has brought you out of Egypt, which is a picture of the world.
神今天就把我们这些信靠他的人，就从这个埃及，就是说到这个世界带出来。
You're in the world, but you're not necessarily possessed by it.
你虽然在这个世界里，但是这个世界却不能够来拥有你。
Having some money in your pocket is no big deal.
你的口袋里有一些钱没有关系。
Or if you don't have very much money, you're not necessarily worried about it.
如果你口袋里缺少一些的钱，你也不必担忧。
Because you have learned to feast at the banquet table of our Heavenly Father.
你要学习在天父的宴席面前来享受。
And you know something of His care for you.
你要学习他实在是眷顾你的那一位。
And when you forget, you repent and confess, and then the Spirit once again fills you and you have that confidence.
如果你软弱了，但是你可以承认你的罪，来到主的面前，那么这一个安慰就再一次的临到你。
When we read this chapter, this portion in Numbers 21, the first thing that hits us is that the people are impatient.
我们看见在民数记二十一章这里，头一件事就是百姓心里烦躁。
The people feel that they are smarter than God.
他们觉着他们好像比神更加聪明。
That the Creator knows more about providing the things of life than the Creator does.
那个受造之物觉着自己好像更加比那个创造他们更加知道他们的需要。
Already, this tells us something of our heart.
这已经告诉我们我们心里所存的是什么。
It tells us something of our selfishness.
给我们看见我们的自私。
It tells us something of our pride.
给我们看见我们里面的骄傲。
That's better. Thank you, brother. It tells us something of our pride.
给我们看见我们里面的骄傲。
And how much we need him.
我们是何等需要他呢？
We're in that passage we read.And the people became impatient because of the journey.
因为路途的艰难，百姓就心里烦躁。
Are you impatient with the journey?
弟兄姊妹，我们会不会因着这数天的路程，我们心里感到一些烦躁呢？
Are you pleased with the environment that God has you in?
今天早晨，你在这里是不是对神为你所安排的一切的环境心中有满意呢？
With the people in your life, in your family,
你家里的人或你旁边的人，
With your boss,
你的老板，
Or is their anxiousness.
或者说你里面充满了忧虑。
Do you come home from work or from school and complain to your roommate, to your spouse?
当你回到你的住处的时候，你抱怨你的老板，抱怨你的同事。
Even as believers, we're often very ungrateful.
就是我们这些信靠主的人，很多的时候我们都不是很感恩。
Very few are born with any type of a grateful heart.
实在没有什么人一生下来就会感恩。
And therefore, God brings about discipline.
所以神就
Judgment is a wonderful thing. Judgment is one side of the coin.
实在说来，审判只是那个钱币的一面。
Grace is the other side of the coin.
恩典却是那个钱币的另外一面。
Without judgment, none of us would ever look to the Lord.
没有这样的审判，实在说来，没有人愿意来仰望神。When
you administer the rod to your child, it's for benefit. It's to grow the child up.
实在说来，当我们用杖来管教儿女的时候，是让他长大。And
we learn from God that is dealt in love.
神对我们是一样，他的对付都是在爱中的对付。And
this is a wonderful thing.
这实在是一件奇妙的事。It's
when any type of discipline is ministered in anger and frustration that it is wrong.
那么在怒气之中，在这个烦躁之中的那种的责打是错误的。God
is not like many of us parents.
神实在不愿意我们这些做父母的这样来管教我们的儿女。We
often are indulgent. We look the other way. We don't administer the discipline to our children that is needed.
实际上很多的时候我们却走到另外一个极端，我们溺爱我们的孩子，没有真正的来管教我们的孩子。And
the children grow up ruling the family rather than the parents ruling the family.
好像孩子们长大在家里面，在那里管理这个家，而不是父母在那里来管理这个家。Just
one area in which the Creator is far wiser than the created.
实在说来，任何的一方面，那一位创造的比我们这些被造的要更加的聪明。And
so many people were dying there in the desert because of their murmuring, which is really shaking their fist at a loving God.
实在说来，他们在旷野倒闭，就是因为他们在那里抱怨神。God
was providing the best food that has ever been provided for man on the face of the earth to these people.
实在说来，那个时候神为他们所预备的食物是这个地球表面能够找到的最好的食物。But
instead of enjoying the Lord, they enjoyed eating more than the Lord.
他们享受食物。
Anytime we turn it upside down, we become disgruntled. We become murmurers in our heart.
等把事情都颠倒过来的时候，我们就成为一般会抱怨的百姓。
The way to enjoy a good marriage banquet is to first love the Lord and to thank the Lord.
如果我们要享受那个婚宴，首先我们就要来爱我们的神。Loving
the Lord builds capacity.
我们爱神，就我们那个度量就增加。And
it doesn't matter if we have a 10-course meal or a bowl of rice, our heart does not change.
无论是我们有10道大菜，还是只有一点点简单的食物，我们的心都是满足的。Little
food, much food makes no difference. My joy is in the Lord.
这些都不能产生任何的区别，因为我们的喜乐是在主那里。And
the Lord in His God in His gracious mercy brought discipline, judgment upon these people.
神在他的无限的恩典和怜悯里面把审判临让审判临到这些的百姓。
There were probably some that learned from that.
也许有些人就有些了学习。
But typical of the heart of man, most did not learn.
但是典型的来讲大部分的人都没有学习。
But when they went to Moses and said, Moses, pray for us.
那么他们就到摩西面前说摩西啊为我们祷告。
They recognized there was one person who was connected to heaven.
他们发现有一个人和天是连在一起的。
One was on a spiritual wavelength, frequency.
好像在属灵方面他都是那个是连在一起的。
One was connected to the ear of God.
他和这个神的那一边是完全是连在一起的。
As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I can be connected to the Lord 24 hours a day.
我们作为神的儿女，作为一个信主的人，我们一天24小时都可以和神紧紧的连接在一起。
Praying without ceasing.Talking to him about everything.
不住的祷告，把我们所求所想都告诉神。
Allowing the peace and the joy and the wisdom and the righteousness of the Lord to continually just generating and filling our hearts.
让神的平安、安息和他的性情，好像那个不断的泉源一样，一直在涌流，并且做成在我们的身上。
At least there was enough sense there for them to say, "Moses, please pray."
他们就转向摩西说摩西为我们祷告
And Moses prayed
摩西就祷告了
And Moses was heard by God
那么神就听了摩西的祷告
And typical of God
实在这就是我们的神
All the number of times I personally have said Lord I've got myself into another big problem Will you get me out
多少次我在难处中我向神祷告把我拯救出来
And the Lord heard Moses' prayer And the Lord gave an answer
神就听了摩西就给了答案
What was the Lord's answer to this death that was occurring in every tent there?
那么神在这样一种的环境中给的答案是什么呢
The same as what it was that we were singing about in so many songs this morning.
就好像我们今天早晨唱过的许多的诗歌。
The cross of the Lord Jesus.
基督的十字架。
It was a picture of the cross.
这是十字架的一个图画。
The cross is always the answer to everything in life.
十字架是我们生命中一切问题的答案。
God says, take a bronze pole.
神说你立一个杆子。
Make a bronze serpent.
做一个铜蛇。
Attach it to that pole.
挂在杆子上。
Lift it up.
举起来。
So everyone can look.
每个人都可以看见。
There's not a person on the face of the earth today that cannot see the cross if they want to.
如果今天地上的任何一个人，如果他想看的话，他都能够看见这个十字架。
It's available to everyone.
是对每一个人都能看见的。
Though there were a million people in that camp, everyone at any place in the camp could see that bronze pole.
在以色列他们安营的地方虽然有上百万的人但每一个人都可以看见在这架子上的那个铜蛇
Why the bronze serpent?
为什么是铜蛇呢
Oh God was saying everything in that is evil has been put on that cross
神这里告诉我们说所有的罪恶都已经放在了那个十字架上
Everything that has come out of the heartOf Satan.
所有出乎撒旦的
All the evil that has been systematized in the world by Satan.
所有撒旦他充满在世界里的所有一切的罪恶
All the flesh that is incorporated into this evil heart of ours.
所有心中所充满的各种邪情私欲
The lying and the cheating.
说谎
has been placed there in Christ.
都已经, 在十字架上放在了基督的身上。
This is why the cross is so universal.
这就为什么十字架是, 这样的普遍。
This is why the cross is so relevant today.
这就为什么十字架和我们今天是紧紧的有关联。
I have been a believer for over 60 years.
我已经, 信主, 60年。
Many times this week I had to go to the cross.
每一个星期我都到十字架面前。
A cross means denying yourself.
十字架的意思就是说, 拒绝你的自己。
I can have a thought of, I'm going to get even.
我可能想说我要, 公平。
A heart of anger.
一个愤怒的心。
Some fear, some worry I start thinking about.
担心担忧。
And the Holy Spirit reminds, come to the cross, deny yourself.
来提醒我们来到十字架底下。
When we deny ourselves,
我们舍弃自己,
the Holy Spirit comes back in.
圣灵就充满我们里面。
That worry, that heavy load we are carrying, it is lifted by the Lord.
我们的担忧, 我们所有的重担, 都交托在主的身上。
And again, the love of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the peace of the Lord fills our heart.
主的慈爱, 主的安息, 主的平安, 就充满在我们的心中。
We've made the things of God very complicated.
我们把神的事情变得非常的复杂。
We read this morning in the Old Testament, there's the cross.
我们读旧约的时候, 我们看见那里有十字架。
Two portions. We see it written, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
我们不仅读了, 民数记, 还读了生命记。
And of course, we get into the New Testament, same thing.
我们读在新约的时候, 同样的事情。
The cross represents God's heart.
十字架代表神的心意。
It represents the purpose of God.
代表神的目的。
It represents the salvation of the Lord.
代表主的拯救。
It represents the answer to every problem the man faces.
是成为每一个人所面临的问题的解答。
But to the world, the cross is stupid.
但是对于世界来讲却是愚拙的。
What do you mean, a man dying for our sins?
你说有人为我们的罪而死, 这是什么意思呢?
That's foolishness.
这是愚昧的。
But what seems foolishness to us is the wisdom of God.
对人是愚昧的, 但是在神却是智慧的。
Do you remember that when they looked at this bronze serpent, it meant life?
你知道吗? 仰望这个铜蛇, 就意味着生命吗?
Even in the world today, you cannot go into a hospital where you will not see somewhere in that hospital a picture of a brass pole with a serpent on it.
所以今天如果你去医院的话, 你就看见说, 在那医院上有一个标志, 就是有一个铜蛇挂在十字架上。
The medical world represented this was a picture of life.
所以这些医学的, 他们就拿这个作为生命的一个标志。
But to the one who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们这些信主的人,
it is life here on this earth,
在这个地上,
and all that goes with that life,
我们在这个生命的里面行走,
and then life forevermore.
而且带我们进到永恒。
There is no death to the believer.
对于信的人, 再没有死亡。
When this failed body breathes its last breath,
当这个软弱的身体, 到了他生命的最后一息的时候,
this spirit that is in man, that has been communing with God, moves right into the presence of God.
而我们的灵, 就是和神紧紧连接在一起的, 就进到与神的同在里面。
And there will come a time when God will even give us a new body that won't have the aches and the pains of the present one.
而且到了一个时候, 神还要给我们一个 新的身体, 是没有任何的痛苦, 没有任何的, 疾病的。
Incidentally, God did not create a failed body.
实在说来, 神从来没有, 造一个软弱的身体。
When God created that first man and that woman, they would have lived forever and ever and ever.
当起初神创造的那个男人和女人的时候, 他们可以一直永远地活下去。
They would have never had a sore throat or not even a common cold.
他们不会, 感到喉咙痛, 或者是得任何的感冒, 这样的事情。
All they had to do is keep their eye upon the Son, the Lord Jesus.
他们所要做的就是把他们的眼目都定睛在神儿子耶稣基督的身上。
And Jesus was represented in that tree of life.
那一个生命树就预表着我们的主耶稣基督。
But they listened to a lie.
但是他们却听了谎言。
And they said, I want to be developed. I want to even become like God.
他们说我要成为，甚至要成为一个神。
And they were poisoned by the very venom of Satan.
他们被这个撒旦的那个蛇毒所毒害。
To be something.
好像要成为什么样一种人。
And this plagues us today. I am going to go to this school and I am going to get my PhD.
好像今天我们说我们今天要来到这个学校，我们要拿到拿我们的博士。
It's called independence of God.
他们要向神独立。
And God says, go ahead, do whatever you like, but I won't be with you.
神说，你照着你所喜悦的，你去做，但是我却不与你同在。
And we decide to get married and the marriage fails.
所以我们有的时候就进入婚姻，我们的婚姻失败。
And we get the best job in the world and all of a sudden, that job dries up.
我们得到最好的工作，后来这个工作没有了。And
God keeps judging us, dealing with us.
一直在对付我们。Because
it's His desire that none should perish, but that all should be His children.
因为神的心愿是不愿一个人沉沦，让每一个人都能成为他的儿女。So
what is God's goal?
所以神的目的是什么呢?
When God said, when Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal life. Why this eternal life?
这里神这样说是什么意思呢? 就是说神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的, 不至灭亡, 反得永生, 那个永生到底是什么意思呢?
First of all, God is for us.
首先, 这里看见神为了我们。
Salvation is a gift you can't work for.
救恩乃是一个白白的礼物, 你不能够去靠着你的行为赚得它。
God does it all.
神已经做成了一切。
That's salvation.
这就是救恩。
That's the beginning of salvation.
这就是救恩的开始。
But salvation has a purpose.
但是救恩还有一个目的。
God wants us to grow up.
神盼望我们长大。
He created us so that we would delight in Him.
他造我们，盼望我们能够因着他而喜乐。
That we would be the pleasure of His heart.
我们也成为他心中的喜悦。
We come to that place where our job is His job.
我们的工作成为他的工作。
This body is His body.
我们的身体是他的身体。
The 24 hours in a day is His time.
一天24小时都是他的时间。
Our marriage, our children, our grandchildren,
我们的儿女, 我们的儿女的儿女,
are all His.
都是属于他的。
See, it becomes reversed.
好像反过来一样,
we really come into the Lord often on a very selfish basis.
我们开始来到主面前的时候, 都是以自我为中心的。
Jesus for me, Jesus for me.
耶稣为我，耶稣为我。
But the Lord wants to then grow us up.
神就让我们长大。
Children are cute, but one thing that's kind of nauseating is that it's everything is me, me, me.
孩子是很可爱，但是有的时候相当的淘气，什么都是我的，我的，我的。
It's a wonderful thing when your children are saying to you, "Can I help? What can I do? Are you okay? Do you feel good?"
这个如果孩子们长大到一个地步，能够关心你说你感觉好不好？嗯，这个我能为你做什么？那么让我们心里很得满足。
What a change that occurs in a young child when that happens.
当在一个年轻人有这样一种转变，那是何等的奇妙的改变。
Similar with God.
同样，神也是这样待我们。
You and I were created for Him.
我们被造乃是为了他。
For His pleasure.
为了他的喜悦。
But it only happens at the cross.
只有在十字架这里才有可能。
I have to be crossed out.
我必须被钉在十字架上。
All my plans have to be crossed out.
我的计划必须钉十字架。
When you and I came to the Lord, it cost God everything. He gave His only Son.
我们来到神面前，实在说来，神付上了一切的代价。
When we come into His kingdom, it cost us everything.
但是如果我们进到神的国里，我们也需要付上一切的代价。
And this.For you who are believers this morning, is the test.
我们这些信靠他的人，这个对于我们来讲是一个试验。
Have you come to that place where you realize it cost you everything?
你有没有被带到这样一个地步？你发现这要我们付上一切的代价。
Do you wake up in the morning and say, Lord?This day is your day. You've made it.
早晨我们醒来的时候，我们对主说：“主啊，今天是你的日子，是你所创造的。”
And I'm willing to be that living sacrifice.
我愿意成为那个活祭。
By Christ in me.
借着在我里的基督。
That whole burnt offering.
把我完全的献上。
To be that sweet smell aroma for you, fragrance.
成为那清香的气息，让你得满足。
That's when one begins to live. That's when one begins to live.
好，那么就是这个我们活着的意义。
When we come to that place of putting all on the altar, that's called brokenness.
当我们把自己摆在祭坛上的时候，这就叫做破碎。
Are we willing to be broken today?
今天我们是不是愿意让神来破碎我们呢？
Are we willing to follow through on what we just sang around the Lord's table of kneeling at the cross?
今天早晨我们岂不是在那里说我们愿意来就近主的十字架吗？
When do you get up from kneeling at the cross?
当你在那个十字架面前的时候，
Never. Never do we get up.We stay there.
我们不要离开十字架，一直住在十字架底下。
And allow the life that comes out of that cross to permeate our whole being.
从十字架上而来的那个生命，充满在我们的里面。
For the Father and for the Son and for the Holy Spirit.
为了父，为了子，为了圣灵。
The Son is deserving of His reward. The Son is deserving of His reward.
配得一切的配得这一切。
Let's give ourselves to the Lord.
让我们把我们自己奉献给神。
What a great salvation!
这是何等的救恩。
What a simple salvation!
也是何等简单的救恩。
Lord.Though it's simple, we need your help to soften our stubborn hearts.
主，我们需要你来柔软我们这一个刚硬的景象。
May we not let a relationship separate us from the cross.
让我们不要和十字架有任何的间隔。
May we not let something in our environment separate us from kneeling at the cross.
不让环境使我们和十字架有任何的间隔。
And staying in that humble state.
让我们就站在这谦卑的地位上。
Be willing to let others walk all over us.
愿意甘愿让别人可以从我们上面过去。
Do not like us.
可以往摆在一边。
To misunderstand us.
可以误会我们。
But only want to satisfy you.
只愿单单叫你满足。
Satisfying you by your life in us.
让你的生命在我们里面来满足你。
Thank you that when we look at you, we live.
我们感谢你，当我们仰望你的时候，我们就必得活。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话语。
May we stay close to you during this week.
愿我们这一个星期与你相亲。
In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
靠主的名祷告。